All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the finish line is almost here, folks. Week 17 is upon us in the National Football League. There are still plenty of games that have playoff implications riding on them, while there are some teams that are looking to finish the season on a positive note. Who will be smiling after tomorrow night, and who will have that long off season as they fall just short of the playoffs? We'll have to wait and see. But with that said, here are my picks for week number 17 in the NFL season. Now, in an AFC East showdown, we're going to have the 6-9 New York Jets traveling to take on the 10-5 Buffalo Bills. And for Buffalo, following their loss last week on the road versus the New England Patriots, they are locked in to the 5 seed in the AFC East playoffs. I think that the Bills are going to rest some of their guys in this contest, which is going to give the Jets the opportunity to try to finish this season on a positive note. They have been playing better now that quarterback Sam Darnold is back in the lineup. Safety Jamal Adams is one of the best defensive players in the league, as he impacts the game at every level. And I think the Jets take advantage of the Bills resting some of their guys, and I'm going to take New York on the road by the score of 23-20. Now, in an AFC North showdown, it's going to be the 6-9 Cleveland Browns traveling to take on the 1-14 Cincinnati Bengals. And for Cleveland, this has been a very disappointing season. There were plenty of people coming into this year that expected or anticipated the Browns making the playoffs, and that will not be the case. For the Bengals, the season was over before it began, as this team has already clinched the number one spot in the NFL draft for 2020. I think the Browns are going to try to go out there and finish on a positive note. I know that Freddie Kitchens more than likely will not be back as their head coach, but there is some pride in this league, and I think the Browns will show that tomorrow, especially on offense with quarterback Baker Mayfield. And I'm going to take Cleveland on the road by the score of 30-20. Now, in Motown, it's going to be the 3-11-1 Detroit Lions hosting the 12-3 Green Bay Packers. Green Bay comes into this game favored by 12 points, and rightfully so. The Packers have already won the NFC North. They're looking at a first-round bye, and there's still a possibility of them getting home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. Aaron Rodgers has not been Aaron Rodgers, but he's been good enough to help the Packers win games. You look at the way that they're running the football, and you look at the way that they're running defense. That is a recipe for the disaster if you are the Detroit Lions, especially a team with quarterback issues right now. And I'm going to take the Packers to cruise to victory by the score of 30-17. Now, it's going to be the 11-4 Kansas City Chiefs hosting the 5-10 Los Angeles Chargers. And the Chargers come into this contest as one of the more disappointing teams in the National Football League this year. For Kansas City, they know that there is still an opportunity for them to get a first-round bye in the playoffs, but first and foremost, they've got to go out there and win this one. The Chargers have the talent on defense, but they always haven't played well this season, and it's the same thing about their offense. This is why it's so disappointing to see this team with a record of 5-10 right now. Kansas City, they're coming together at the right time. I think the acquisition of defensive end Terrell Suggs is definitely a shot in the arm for this team on both sides of the ball. And I look at the way the quarterback Patrick Mahomes is playing right now. He finishes the regular season on a positive note heading into January. Thus, I'm going to take KC at home by the score of 37-27. It's going to be the 10-5 Minnesota Vikings hosting the 7-8 Chicago Bears. Now, Minnesota comes into this contest looking to get some momentum for themselves heading into the playoffs following their home loss this past Monday night versus the Green Bay Packers. I know that Minnesota has injuries in their running game with running back Dalvin Cook, but quarterback Kirk Cousins has to play better. You have a solid defense, and you're going to get Cook back for the playoffs, hopefully. But if you're Cousins, you want to have some momentum going for yourself into the postseason. For the Bears, what can you say? The defense is there, but the bottom line is Mitchell Trubisky is not somebody who's going to put fear in opposing defenses from the quarterback position. I think this Vikings defense will pin their ears back and come after him all afternoon long. Thus, I'm going to take Minnesota at home by the score of 27-17. Now in Foxborough, it's going to be the 12-3 New England Patriots hosting the 4-11 Miami Dolphins. New England comes into this contest favored by 16.5 points, but be wary. The Dolphins are coached by former Patriots defensive coordinator Brian Flores, who would love nothing better than to spoil New England's chances of getting a first-round bye. But you look at Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, hasn't always been great this season, but he's always great at the right time, and that was front and center last week in the second half versus Buffalo. This Patriots defense has been solid all season long, and I see them going out there and making life tough for Dolphins quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Patriots will have to work for this one, but I'm going to take New England by the score of 27-20. Now, down in Tampa, it's going to be the 7-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the 6-9 Atlanta Falcons, as both of these teams look to finish on a positive note, and hopefully that can be a catalyst for them heading into 2020. The Falcons, I've already made the announcement that Dan Quinn will be back as their head coach this season, as owner Arthur Blank understands that this team dealt with a ton of injuries this season. Matt Ryan is still a solid quarterback, and wide receiver Julio Jones is still one of the best in the business, and when you put the two of them together, they're going to give the Falcons an opportunity to win. On the flip side for Tampa, you're seeing the effect of Bruce Arians as their head coach, as he makes believers out of his players, and he knows how to get them to take their game to the next level. Jameis Winston at quarterback has improved this year. He still has some work to get done, and I think Arians wants him to finish on a positive note, and I think they get it done tomorrow at home by the score of 30-28. Now, down in Charlotte, it's going to be the 12-3 New Orleans Saints traveling to take on the 5-10 Carolina Panthers. And New Orleans comes into this contest favored by 13.5 points, and for good reasons, because the Saints know that they still have an opportunity to get home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. Drew Brees is playing solid ball at quarterback for New Orleans. The Saints are running the football well with Alvin Kamara, and defensively, they need to get back on track after the Titans gave them all that they can handle last Sunday. But you look at this Carolina team, they are just waiting to get to the offseason. Things are really falling apart for them very quickly for this once proud football team, and I think New Orleans is not going to feel sorry for them tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take the Saints on the road by the score of 34-23. Now, down in Arlington, it's going to be the 7-8 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 3-12 Washington Redskins. And for the Cowboys, even after last week's embarrassing loss on the road to the Philadelphia Eagles, they still have an opportunity to win the NFC East, but they have to take care of their business versus Washington. More than likely, Dwayne Haskins will be out at quarterback for Washington in this contest, which means it's going to be veteran Case Keenum. The Redskins' defense has struggled all season long, as you saw the Giants march the football up and down on them all game long last Sunday. The key for Dallas is this. Dak Prescott needs to get going early, and they need to get Ezekiel Elliott at least 20 to 25 carries in this contest to wear down a beleaguered Redskins defense. I think Dallas is up for the charge tomorrow, and I'm going to take them at home by the score of 31-20. Now, in the Mile High City, it's going to be the 6-9 Denver Broncos hosting the 7-8 Oakland Raiders. And even though Oakland comes into this contest with a record of 7-8, there is still a possibility for them to make the postseason. But first and foremost, they've got to win. Derek Carr needs to play the game of his life against a very tough Broncos defense. But this Raiders defense needs to be up for the challenge as they want to try to make life tough for rookie quarterback Drew Locke. But if you look at the Raiders in recent years, they've had their struggles in the Mile High City. I think those continue in this contest. I'm going to take Denver at home by the score of 23-17. Now, it's the last game at the Coliseum for the Los Angeles Rams as they're set to move into their new state-of-the-art stadium in Inglewood for next season. They came into the season with high expectations after getting to the Super Bowl last year, but they will be watching the playoffs from home this year after they had some very disappointing losses. I think the Rams want to go out against with a positive note versus the Arizona Cardinals, and it starts with their running game and Todd Gurley. Defensively, this Rams defensive line needs to be up for the challenge. They know that more than likely they're going to face Brett Hundley at quarterback and not rookie quarterback Kyler Murray, but they've got to go out there and play with an attitude. And that is something that the Rams have lacked all season long. So I want to see if they can get it done. But I think pride will be on the line for the Rams in this one as they want to finish with a winning season for the third consecutive year. I think they get it done, and I'm going to take Los Angeles at home by the score of 26-17. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, it's going to be the 4-11 New York Football Giants hosting the 8-7 Philadelphia Eagles. And for the Eagles, they come into this contest with plenty on the line. Why? Because all they have to do is win this game, and they are the champions of the NFC East. But the Eagles have not made it easy upon themselves this year, especially coming down the stretch. They lost at Miami. They had to come back to beat both Washington and the Giants. And you have some people thinking that maybe Philly left everything on the table last week when they won at home versus Dallas. But for Philly to get it done, they've got to go out there and play with that same intensity. Why? Because this Giants team is going to look to finish the season strong. They've won their last two games, and I know that the two victories for the Giants were versus Miami and Washington, but it did give them some momentum, some confidence to feel good about themselves. Running back Saquon Barkley is back, and he's finally healthy, and that is a big part of what the Giants are able to do on offense, as he's making life easier for quarterback Daniel Jones, who himself has returned from injury. And if the Eagles don't take the Giants serious in this contest, they will be scratching their heads heading into the offseason. And if Philly does what they're supposed to, they'll be playing next week. However, I think Philly is set up for a letdown, and I think the Giants are going to score the upset in this one. I'm going to take New York by the score of 27-23. Now, it's going to be the 7-8 Indianapolis Colts traveling to take on the 5-10 Jacksonville Jaguars. All signs point to Jacksonville firing head coach Doug Marrone, while Indy is looking to finish on a positive note, as this has been an up-and-down season for them. Jacoby Brissett, he's shown some positives, he's shown some negatives, but the bottom line is this Indianapolis Colts team has continued to fight for head coach Frank Reich all season long. I think they fight to the finish for him, and I think they get the 27-20 victory tomorrow. Now, a big one in Baltimore is you're going to have the 13-2 Ravens hosting the 8-7 Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, from Baltimore's standpoint, they have already clinched home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs, and they're going to rest some of their key guys, especially potential MVP and quarterback Lamar Jackson. On the flip side for Pittsburgh, they've lost their last two games, but they still have an opportunity to win and get into the postseason. It hasn't been pretty for the Steelers at quarterback this season with both Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph. We saw Duck Hodges be benched in favor of Mason Rudolph last week, but when Mason Rudolph was injured, Duck Hodges had to come back into the game. Now it's going to be Duck Hodges at quarterback. James Conner has some injuries at running back, but Pittsburgh just simply needs to find a way. Their defense and their special teams are going to have to take advantage of the fact that Lamar Jackson is not out there in this contest, and they do. And I'm going to take Pittsburgh by the score of 23-20. Now in Houston, it's going to be the 10-5 Texans hosting the 8-7 Tennessee Titans. Tennessee needs a win and a Pittsburgh loss to get into the postseason, and they could benefit from the fact that Houston has already clinched the AFC South, and they are locked in to that 4 seed. Now Tennessee has been running the football very effectively. I know that Derrick Henry is dealing with a hamstring injury. He's not going to be fully healthy right now, but the Titans hope that even a 75% healthy Henry will give them an opportunity to win this game. I like the Titans defense in this contest. I think the Texans are going to rest some of their guys, and I think Tennessee takes advantage of that to get the 27-20 victory. And finally, on Sunday night, it's going to be the 12-3 San Francisco 49ers traveling to take on the 11-4 Seattle Seahawks. Plenty on the line here, not only the NFC West title, but if San Francisco wins, they get home field advantage throughout the postseason. Remember, a few weeks ago, Seattle went on the road and handed San Francisco their first loss of the season, as these two teams really, they went back and forth. And, you know, typically when you think about the 49ers-Seahawks rivalry, these games are real close. I look at this Niners defense, especially their defensive line. They weren't as active in that first time around with Seattle as they need to be. And I think this Niners defense, especially rookie Nick Bosa, they're really going to be up for the challenge in this one to try to slow down Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. The Seahawks have a ton of injuries at running back, which is why they brought in veteran Marshawn Lynch this week. I'm not sure how much of a factor that he will be. I think it's going to be more on the Seahawks defense than anything else. And one of the toughest things to do in football is to defeat your division rivals two times in the same season. The Niners got they came up on the short end of the stick the first time around, but I think they get back on track in order to get home field advantage. And I'm going to take San Francisco on the road by the score of 31-24. So folks, those are my picks for week number 17 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now this podcast on 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.